Good morning, everyone. Let me correct this from USD ARS, not University of Arkansas. But one of my co-authors is from University of Arkansas. I will report the geographic diversity as assessed by molecular marker in the USDA Rice World Connection. Our USDA World Connection is in the world have two connections. It's worldwide. One is the International Rice Research Institute, but most of their germplasm is not available publicly. But the germplasm in our connection are. So first of all, this is a general description of the germplasm connected. So we almost close to 20,000 accessions from 116 countries, almost everywhere rice grow we have connected. And this connection started in 1866, and we have Stargardt, Arkansas, the one person National Rice Research Center conduct the evaluation and research, and they manage it by Green Germplasm Resources Information Network. And this is every line in the green is describing this connection is publicly available. So the strategy we're taking is a core connection to evaluate this germplasm. First of all, we sample about 10% from the whole connection, and we use characterize phenotypically and also the genotypically. Prove this connection is well represented to the whole connection. And from there, we have from phenotypic description and the molecular description, we further develop the mini core, trying to further reduce the size of connection and to for some kind of abiotic or some traits are hard to evaluate. This is a marker description in the genome. We trying to cover entire genome for about every 30 St. Morgan to genotype this core connection with close to 1800. This core connection from for this research. We divide this connection in 14 regions. This is a division of the regions based on the United Nations division. So this is a description of the each dot represented the accession in the from where each region regions. This is a general description of the how this descriptor of the each region. We can see the. China is not a country here, just a region, including the region around, like Mongolia, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and this area, it's Africa, and these, something, and it's. Then we analyze based on the 72 molecular markers, we analyze the regions that they. Diversity, genetic diversity. We found the actually among regions a small portion compared to within region the genetic variation. But we can say this is although we connect from each country, but this country have a cross introduction. Those we simply introduce from that country, but that country have introduced from other countries or diverse. So that's I guess my explanation for the why the variation is much bigger within the country than between the within the region than between the region. And similarly, country the same thing. The among the country the small portion of variation. But within the country, it's a major portion of the genetic variations. So this is the arranged by genetic diversity. We can see the based on this parameters, the South Asia, Southeast Asia, and then South Pacific. This is a major rice growing area. Have a large diversity, and following by Africa, and the Middle East. But Europe, of course, European that's a limited area, and also the North America. North America actually just two countries, is the U.S. and Mexico. Mexico don't have very much rice, so that's majorly just assist of U.S. rice diversity. And this is we use a Lee index put on the map, and you can see the deeper the red color shows the higher diversity. You can have most diversity in this area in the South America, Africa, and Asia, Southeast Asia. So this where the major rice growing, and also rice, of course, rice is a original tropical crop. So most rice is on the around the equator place. So this is away from equator. This is the Europeans. So they have lower diversity. This is just a direct show of the from the connection, and also we use that. Anneal, private anneal, that means anneal just specific for that region. We show the Africa, Central Asia, and Central America. These South Asia, Africa, Southeast Asia, Central America, and South Pacific. This is a high diversified region, means have a unique anneal for those region, but for those European and North America, it's a low even this measured by the private anneal, and we use a principal coordinate analysis. Says that we can roughly group the three major group of the genetic relationship. And here we use a cluster analysis also prove there's three major clusters here. So this this most of the Asian part and the European countries, and here is America and Africa. This is the relationship. We go to the country, And this country, we actually have 112 countries participate in the analysis. But we just, for the diversity, we just take those countries have five or more accessions for his diversity. We can see the Myanmar and Indonesia, Cambodia, those countries Those countries are highly diversified country, means they and also they from this European countries here, and including United States have a lower diversity. But here we can see U.S. rice germplasm is very narrow diversified, because the U.S. our breeding system should certain market. So we ship our rice a certain way, instead of just like other countries, they have a multi-culture, they have a different demand on the rice. But so this is a simpler situation. Oh, we come to here. Oh, come to back? No, backwards. Okay, this is cluster analysis for each country-wise, I will not go to very detail about this. It's just a different country have close to it. So let's come to the conclusion. Anneal and private anneals per locus, polymorphic information content, and the knee genetic diversity index all demonstrate high diversity region is the South and the Southeast Asia, Africa, and the South Pacific. Low diversity region, including North America, major USA, and West and Eastern Europe, and the North Pacific. And a high diversity country, including Myanmar, Indonesia, Cambodia, Malaysia, Nepal. low diversity country, France, Spain, Romania, Bolivia, and Morocco. Those are just the small countries. And here, just emphasize why the U.S. rice is low diversified. U.S., I mentioned a little bit today, U.S., we are 50% of rice is for export. Our market, major market in the Middle East, and also the North American, Mexico actually, Mexico, Cuba, and the European import quite a bit of rice from us. And there, their rice demand have need a long grain and a certain amylose content for the certain cooking quality. So our breeding system trying to meet those requirements. That's the reason narrow down our genetic variation. But fortunately, we have such good connection and such diversified germplasm from worldwide to back up this U.S. rice industry. So that's this the major objective of this research, trying to make it ready for the any needs come out from U.S. rice industry. Thank you.
We have time for two or three questions.
Yes, sir.
We do these studies with the assumption, I assume these are what, SSRs that you use, some neutral marker to assess diversity?
Yes, sir, SSR.
So we do these studies with the assumption that there is a relationship between functional diversity and neutral marker diversity. Or perhaps we use it to look for heterotic effects, possible heterotic effects. But could you address the question,
I guess I haven't done very much research in this regard. Most we are using neutral marker, and you see the rice is a self-pollinated crop, and also the heterogosity in terms measured by markers is very, very low as compared to outcross crop. And we, for this research, we have simplified our genotype from a single plant selection to meet the requirement of use a neutral marker. So the answer question, which I could not answer your question very much, but this is the way we use SSR markers. Yes. Yes, Maria. Okay, the question is how to use the information for the better service to the public of the germplasm request. I guess this for the diversity and the genetic relationship analysis, just trying to make people aware of the germplasm they are choosing for in their breeding or genetic program. Because, for example, if you make a cross, the relationship, if the rice, if too wide, they will have a male sterility come out. And if you want a wider segregation, you got to your genetic distance got to be, it could be wider, larger. And also, if you trying to choose some mining some special gene, you got to go to the highly diversified region or pool to select. You have that way, you have a better chance for get the what you need.
Fred, could I go on?
Yes. Go ahead. Dr. Kardner is waiting on there. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Do you plan to collaborate with a group of breeders or crop physiologists in order to channel? this information into a more applied basis?
The question is, do I need want to collaborate with other collaborators to for the better use this information? Yes, of course. I mean, collaborate with some kind of chemist to do nutrition mining nutrition by the gene, and also bioenergy to use a rice stock and store and hold to produce some ethanol and also the silica products. So that's they trying to this connection have well described, so we can make use the molecular information for different gene mining purpose. Yes, Dr. Gardner. Okay, I guess Dr. Gardner's question is how to develop the core use phenotypic and molecular information to include the most genetic diversity in the whole connection. This is back to how the core was developed. We use a stratified random sampling method. We from each country, we have 116 countries. We record the number of accession from that country and use that number, use log index, general log index. That's a general accessions sample from that country and the random from that country. And we make sure each country have at least one accessions come out. But some of lines just have one accession but lost variability. So that's a reduced country come to the 112. And then for the mini core, then we will genotype, will phenotype the core connection, which is about 1800. And then extract the data from the green for the entire core connection. Use that comparison of those data connect from core connection with the whole connection to prove this core connection include the majority of the variation. We have a calculation there, kind of the determination coefficient is 0.88. So the 88% of the there. Then we use the phenotypic data and the plus 60 SSR marker to use a PowerCore software to generate mini core. So that's where it comes from.